Time now for a look at local news on this Friday. It is the 29th day of January for 2021. Well, the wet, windy winter weather of the past few days will wrap up later this morning. The winter storm warning in effect for the Sierra Nevada above 3,500 feet will also expire at about 10 this morning. Additional snow accumulations above 3,500 feet will range anywhere from 3 inches to a foot and a half throughout the day today. Remember, the higher you go, the more the snow. Now, another weaker system will begin to move into the area on Sunday, with a chance of showers developing late Monday afternoon through Wednesday.
Calaveras Healthy Impact Product Solutions, CHIPS, working together with the Stanislaus National Forest, has been awarded a $1.98 million grant from CAL FIRE for the Arnold Avery Hazard Fuel Reduction and Fuel Break Maintenance Project. The project is part of a collaborative bi-county fuel break effort to create a bi-county fire mitigation fuel break stretching from Tiger Creek and View 88 fuel breaks in Amador County to the Arnold Avery Ebbets Pass Corridor Fuel Reduction Project in Calaveras. The project will be implemented beginning this year, completed by 2024. Project activities include removal of excess surface and ladder fuels and maintenance and expansion of the 2015 Butte Fire Dozer Line fuel break. CHIPS crews and local contractors will be utilized whenever possible, creating new job opportunities and helping establish a forest restoration and stewardship economy. As a nonprofit organization that specializes in veg management in Calaveras and Amador counties, CHIPS is intimately familiar with local forest management needs.
And with the regional stay-at-home orders lifted for all areas in the state, the California State Park System announced Thursday the reopening of campground sites for existing reservation holders. The El Dorado and Stanislaus National Parks are included in the announcement. State officials say that the department is now using a phased approach to reopen other state campground sites for new reservations. As the access to the parks increases, park officials note it is critical that Californians continue to recreate responsibly in the outdoors as the pandemic is far from over. They ask that visitors stay local, wear a face covering, practice physical distancing, and avoid gathering with people outside their immediate household. Visitors are advised that not all campground sites are open to the public due to the pandemic, wildfire impacts, and other issues.
Well, the Amador County School Board discussed student and staff health, as well as the possibility of prep sports during the pandemic at Wednesday's meeting. As part of a general update on COVID-19, the board and staff discussed the prospects for return of high school sports. Under the guidance issued by the CIF and state health departments, sports are allowed based on the tier their county is currently in. Sports that don't involve contact, such as swimming, track and field, or golf, can be played while in the purple tier or widespread COVID-19 cases. Red tier allows baseball and softball. Orange allows outdoor contact sports, such as football, soccer, and water polo. And yellow or minimal COVID-19 spread is needed for indoor contact sports, such as basketball or wrestling. Currently, all three counties in the Mother Lode League, including Amador, are in the purple, although cases are declining. And the board also approved an updated health and wellness plan for district students and staff. While the pandemic looms over all health discussions, the plans are much more comprehensive, including items such as physical fitness, nutrition, and mental health.
And Caltrans District 10 is looking for public input to identify locations for bicycle and pedestrian improvements on the state highway system. District 10 covers Amador and Calaveras counties. The public survey will allow residents to tell Caltrans where improvements could be made to facilitate bicycling and walking on or near the state highway system. Caltrans wants to align the state's bicycle and pedestrian network with the needs of local communities. Now, to find the District 10 map-based survey, visit survey.catplan, that's cat as in meow, survey.catplan.org. Also, when you get there, just select the District 10 from the list, and there you have it. Again, this is a map-based survey, survey.catplan.org.
Well, Calaveras OES and Public Health have teamed up to enhance COVID-19 information availability to county residents by opening the COVID-19 Community Call Center and upgrading the county's community info website. The COVID-19 Community Call Center will operate Monday through Friday, or is operating Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4. The goal is to provide community members verified info about COVID-19 vaccines, testing, and other frequently asked questions. In addition to being able to reach a real person with verified info, the county has upgraded the Community Info Center website with a COVID-19 dashboard. The dashboard will provide daily updated data about the COVID-19 pandemic in Calaveras County. The link available on the Public Health website.
And again, a quick reminder for you that Calaveras Office of Emergency Services has set up 3 warming centers in the county. They will be opened through 8 o'clock tonight, and they'll open at noon. And again, they're located in Murphy's at the Fire Department, in Mountain Ranch at the Community Resource Center, and in West Point at the Lions Community Hall. Now, there is a dial-ride service offered through Calaveras Transit. Red Cross will also be providing snacks and water.
And the Veterans Community Blood Drive will be held this coming Monday, February 1st, 10:30 to 5:30, at the American Legion Hall on Sutter Hill. Donors are encouraged to make an appointment by calling Vitalant at 866-822-5663 or visiting the website donors.vitalant.org. Vitalant is testing blood donations for COVID-19 antibodies. Now, please bring a photo ID, eat well, drink plenty of water prior to donating. All donors must wear a face mask or face covering. For more information, 304-8770.
And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Friday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, you can always visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.